as we move on in Mark's gospel, you see, this is the follow-up from that conflict with Satan yesterday. Right after that, in the synagogue, he leaves the synagogue, he goes to this, to Peter's house, which is probably, the ruins of it are still there, you can see them. Tiny house. People didn't live, I mean, this house is smaller than this room. I want to spend the time we have on the letter to the Hebrews, because it is such an important letter, and it is so important to grasp the teaching of it. Huh? So it starts since then, the children share blood and flesh. That's what makes them a family. He too, likewise, partook with them. So that through death, in other words, if I don't join you and become one with you, I can't die with you. And I can't die for you. I have to become like you. Now this is the wisdom of the most blessed Trinity. This is the way that they save us. Jesus becomes one with us. And so he does that, you see. Through death, you see, he might render impotent. In other words, now that I'm one with you, when I take upon your human condition, in great pain and humiliation, and I catch it up and give it to the Father, you are reconciled with my Father again. You have the divine life that Adam lost. And I do that so that even in this life, you'll be peaceful. You see, it says then, so that through death, he might render impotent him who held the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death throughout their whole life were held in slavery. This is very powerful. You see, the other side of this is the witness of the martyrs who are not afraid of death or pain. And they witness to the truth. Huh? We have nothing to be afraid of. You see, Jesus Christ has broken the power of death. He died, yes. And he rose. And that means, because he's one of us, we rise. And we are one with him. Now, in the same condition that he lived, you know, with difficulty and loneliness and pain and so forth. But God has conquered all of that. And that's why he became one with us. One with us. You see? To free us, you see? So to free those who through fear of death throughout all their life were held in slavery. Oh, every little intimation of death frightens us. Why do people go ape when somebody cuts them off in traffic? Because it's a little bit of a diminution. And every diminution, every sickness, every insult, every loneliness, every whatever, you see, is a harbinger of death. And that's why people go crazy, start cursing because somebody cut them off. It's a diminution. We cannot stand diminution. I have got to be the biggest and the best and the safest and the strongest and the healthiest and the whatever. Otherwise, I'm frightened. And Jesus said, don't be frightened. I am bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. And in your name and in union with you, I have conquered death and all its intimations. people getting laid off from work now. Oh, that's terrible. But it's an intimation, you see, of the weakness and fragility of this existence. And some, just Christians, suffer that humiliation and that weakness with Jesus. But what do other people do? You see, fear of death is not just the moment we die. It's fear of diminution, fear of being less. For as is clear, he does not take hold of angels, doesn't become one with them, you see. Rather, he takes upon himself the seed of Abraham. Of course, isn't that what God promised? In your seed, all the nations of the world will be blessed. So he takes upon himself the seed of Abraham. Thus, he had to be like his brothers in every way. And now comes another reason. That he might be a merciful and trustworthy high priest in what concerns God, for the expiating of the sins of the people, so that he himself has suffered temptation, and he is able to help those who are being tempted. Now, there's two levels to this statement that are very important. One is, he understands. One of the great graces that the Lord can give us is to join Jesus in his weakness. Just read Psalm 22. Jesus prayed every bit of that psalm with all his heart, especially on the cross, to join Jesus, the Son of God, in his weakness and receive this incredible love of the Father, which is the mystery of the Trinity. So on one level, he understands. Are you in pain? I was in pain. Are you lonely? I was lonely. Are you frightened? I was frightened. You see? But there's more. This reality now, this suffering of Jesus, this experience of weakness, is a sacrament. Because he has lived through this mystery makes of his humanity a living, actual source of divine life, comfort, solace, strength. It's not just that he understands, it's that he has become the source of life. Touch his humanity and you touch life. Go to him in your pain, your fright, and comes from him the power, right from his humanity, to sustain, comfort, enlighten, whatever. You understand? It's not just, well, whoever he is, I mean, he's in good shape, but he understands. Of course he understands. But it's more than that. The mystery of Christ's suffering is a sacrament. We touch his humanity and power goes out from. And that's what it says here, to help those. And that he himself has suffered temptation, he is able to help those who are being tempted. By the power of the grace you won for us in Gethsemane, Lord Jesus Christ, now activated and made powerful and radiant through the resurrection, which is the reflection of your act of love on the cross, heal us, strengthen us, make us strong in witnessing. Let us not be tempted to turn away from our faith. And that humanity of Christ, who has passed through this, becomes a sacrament. We touch that. That's one of the meanings of the Eucharist. You understand? That's what it means to join Jesus in his weakness. By the grace of your weakness, Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen me. And his humanity touches ours. That's the mystery. And that's what he's saying here. So, you see, He's not saying you're not going to feel fear. Of course you're going to feel fear. I felt fear. Just read what the synoptics say. But there's something greater. And now that I have passed this way, my flesh and my blood, which are radiant and glorious, they are the sacrament, and you touch that, and you touch me in the mystery of my weakness. It's a very important passage. And there are so many in this letter that God has given us to explain what are we going through? We're going through our union with Jesus.